Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Huge plays here to come back when it looked like it was all Bruins. And this crowd was singing Living on a Prayer.
I don't know if it's true that the City Planning Commission was looking at the parade route when it was a 3-1 game, but they have since put their plans on hold.
Do you think?
Someone just explained to us what postage square bingo is. It's when you get the top four in a box at the top right-hand corner of the bingo board.
Who would know that?
I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah! Yes! Play the hits!
But that's what it is. So he's making a reference to postage square, postage stamp bingo.
Who would know that? Old people, right?
Never heard of that, but now we know what that is.
The fact the play-by-play knew, he must be.
You could say top right-hand corner like a postage stamp. That we'd all get. That's where the stamp goes.
Postage stamp bingo should just be if you get the top right one and then you win. Where else do you put a stamp?
No, here. He sent it.
It's if you get the top four in the corner. Two in the top right.
Oh, I thought you meant all four corners.
I thought you meant all four.
No, it's four. It's four dots.
Turn up, Chip.
Four dots.
Let's go Bruins tonight.
I got the bees on tonight.
When was that picture? Was that this year? Zoe's got a lot of pictures with Bon Jovi over the years. Quite a few.
He's my man.
Sing the hits.
Play the hits.
When did he tell you about the new album? That was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Pharaoh was
I'll never forget that.
Me and him in Kraft's kitchen. He's like, he's trying to tell me about all the new stuff. Like, you know, he's collaborated on a couple of different albums.
Play the hits, dude.
Like,
and you offended him, didn't you? You offended him a little bit. Admit it, a little bit.
Yeah, he's, you know, and John, I get.
You know how these artists are.
You're aging. You need to change. You don't have the skinny pants. You can't rip your shirt
no
open.
Filter.
You know, just, man, I love, man, you're my favorite. I think I live on that, like slippery and wet. I want that. Just give me that every day, all day. Play this new crap. I don't need, you can't go back into, you know, hometown, whatever that stick does that one done with the country lady. What's that? Who says you can't go back? Give me
Is that Bon Jovi?
Yes. Oh. He does it with the.
Let's go to the calls. Name?
She's from.
You think of that, okay?
Never mind.
Chris in Plainville, take it away.
Hey, boys. How about Hi. Listening to that?
Yes.
Does that make you miss Dave Gosher and his calls?
I think Jed and Bob absolutely blow their doors off.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, I like Gosher. It's different. Different call.
Yeah, well, he's excellent at what he does.
I didn't think Judd was going to be as good as he is. Tell you the truth. I didn't know at first.
What?
Initially, you know, when you hear change. I've talked to Sosie about this.
Oh, you mean like the first couple of games?
If you're like used to hearing Gil and Gino, like we were different, you know? And it's like why it drives you nuts. You turn on the Red Sox, there's a different crew on every time. Like, give me something. Give
Zero consistency over there.
Give me it. Give me something consistent. And Judd gives it to you, man. You know when they score and you know when they get scored on. And I dig it.
Nope, I gotcha. Hey, big night tonight from people like, I think, Clifton and even Krejci. I think the first line's going to get big-time attention from Columbus.
What about Backes? Is Backes in on it tonight? You know?
Well, Backes will hit people. I don't see him being an offensive force in any way. But, you know, he'll do good. And Clifton's my boy. He's the one I'm picking. We have excellent offensive defensemen. I think they should be crashing the zone. That forces their wingers back out towards the defense, opens up the room for our wingers. And then, hey, Zoe, just like football, what do the defensemen do? You rotate behind towards power, right?
Give him help. Roll to power. Roll to strength, man.
It happens just like that in hockey, and that's what we need to do.
Yep.
As long as our backside winger covers for our defense,
that's right.
We'll be looking good. Hey, guys, big night. We're going to close it out tonight.
All right.
All right, Chris. Appreciate it. Bill's in Framingham. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. I want to get back to the Alex Cora topic.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Jim Brown, the former NFL Hall of Famer, we all know him, is one of the country's leading black activists. He's also one of a frequent visitor to the White House who supports Donald Trump and has said Donald Trump has done immeasurable good for black communities. Why? I would think a black football player, doesn't he hold any weight with anybody? Why is it always just Trump's a racist?
Why do they have to follow Jim Brown? And I love Jim Brown, what Jim Brown has done. And I think you're gonna look at certain numbers and phrase it and do it to whatever you believe, to what you look at the numbers and how you look at them, whether you think you're getting results or not.
Right, but he's a force that...
And I think everybody has a right to think. Like, it's telling players, you need to think like Jim Brown. Like, all black players need to fall in line with Jim Brown. You have the right to think the way you think. It's why you live in this country.
Yep.
Yeah. So what is the point? That Jim Brown's a bad guy because he's...
I think if you want to start a political discussion, you called the wrong show.
Yeah, we don't do that.
That's what I think you did. I think you called the wrong show.
There's no answer. You're going to sit here and spin it and sit in circles for hours, upon shows. And do the same thing over and over.
I also wouldn't look to Jim Brown to be my moral authority based on his past.
Oh, how's his past?
Yeah, I wouldn't look to him to be the moral authority on much. I know that Bill Belichick is good friends with him, and I've always sort of wondered why. But, hey, whatever, to each his own. Anthony's in Medford. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how's your weekend, guys?
What's going on, Anthony?
All right. Oh, Clifton, I just hope he don't turn the puck over. Never mind being a thing. Backus, I love Backus. Best team guy.
How about Coyle really getting the other night with the turnover?
Yeah, he'll never back down from a fight. Hey, Zoe, the girl you were looking for, Jennifer Nettles with Bon Jovi, sang that song. Can't go home.
Look at you.
But you got to give props to Cassidy because, like Felger was called for Pasternak in the third period.
Jennifer Nettles. What book band was Jennifer Nettles in?
I don't know. She's a country singer, though. I just forget the name of the best. But she did sing that song.
Stuck on you,
Sugarland.
Sugarland.
Oh, that's it. Yep.
Yes.
But Cassidy deserves props. He stuck with Pasternak. Pasternak was a mess. You guys know that. But he stuck with him. We wouldn't have won that game if he didn't stick with him in the third period, right?
Right. You're absolutely right.
I wish you did post game. I'd sit there for an hour and a half after the game, listen to you break the game down.
Thanks, buddy.
Your delivery, man. It's awesome.
But if they could get some out of the first, like Marshad and Bergeron and Pasta going forward, they can't lose two in a row. The series should be over. I don't know if they're going to win tonight. I hope they win tonight, but they ain't losing two in a row.
Chad, I'm with 4-2.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Love the show.
Thanks,
all right,
Chad. Edford. Where's it? Who says you can't go home? It's not a bad song.
Is that who this is? Sugarland?
This is Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles.
Just her, not the rest of the Sugarland?
They sound good together. No Sugarland.
Just her. She hosts the Country Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Christmas every year.
She's got that old shucks delivery,
too. That's where I know her from.
Yes, sir. You get in there.
I like that. I like those Christmas music
shows.
Merry
Christmas to you. She said Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
That's her. Yeah.
They always throw a lot of Jesus songs in there, you know, the baby Jesus.
Oh, holy night.
Yeah.
I like Cartman. Oh, holy night. Hey, how were the takeaways at the end?
Very good.
Damn, I missed
Very good. I think we got a year-ending type of Shaughnessy takeaway.
I thought it was a good week of takeaways.
There's a fake promo in there from Shaughnessy that I think will come back in December at the end of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That I think will be better in December than it was this week.
You know, and
I'm making a prediction on that.
We're only 4 or 5 months into the year, but Jim, we should be doing this instead of going through hundreds of fake promos in December. We should just set aside a couple every week. Yeah. Save ourselves the work at the end of the year.
Do you have a cold from golfing in the bad weather?
Go ahead, Hardy. You can do it.
A hole.
We're going to let these two guys settle
down. That's part of the fun. At the end of the year, you get to go back for the entire year.
Jim enjoys that.
Marcus Smart.
Jim wants to sit around with a cup of cocoa and go through all the old...
Marcus Smart makes a return for the Celtics tonight. What does it mean for the Celtics? We're talking about that and more of your calls.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, it'd probably be limited just because he hasn't done anything either in 4 or 5 weeks. So, like, you know, as far as really going up and down in that kind of environment, you're probably looking at more shorter, you know, 4 or 5 minute stints, those types of things.
Apparently had a lot of angry bingo players flooding our phone lines.
We appreciate all you old people all pissed off calling in.
Appreciate it.
Trying to get the bingo talk square.
Postage stamp bingo.
Other than bingo, like what's the big game at the hall? Chuck-a-luck? Spin that wheel? What's the other one where they peel the strips off the numbers? Tickets? Yeah, you flip it down and tear the end off, and you get a strip tickets. Half the takes. You sit around, have some coffee on one of those big those big cylinder coffee things.
The big urn.
The white squishy styrofoam cups. Mm.
Hey, black candle, pull it back.
And the big cylinder of sugar and creamer that you pour in and mix it. If you're lucky, maybe someone will bring lemon squares.
Marcus Smart appears to be set for a return for the Celtics tonight.
617-779.
Yeah,
What's it mean? What's it mean for the Celtics?
I think he gives them some edge tonight. I think they're looking for a little shot in the arm. He's a B12 injection. We look at that game the other night again, to Bledsoe moving around and sort of flattening guys. He knocks Hayward down on the court. And nobody helps, runs over to bump him. There was like no reaction from the Celtics that night. That pissed me off. I went right at Hayward, knocked him down under the bucket. No reaction. Nothing. You know? Middleton. Can he get Middleton's face a little bit? Just to disturb him? All I want Marcus Smart to do is make them feel a little bit uneasy to what they do. You're not going to be able to stop Giannis. It's everybody else. You know, Bell driving the lane. Nobody in there. You think Marcus Smart's going to let that guy drive the lane without hammering him or getting in front of him? Yeah, that guy will step in front. Nobody else will. Ridiculous.
I think that you bring him back and you play him tonight and you know he's on a minutes restriction.
You watch him.
You use him for...
How you doing? You good? All right, we're going to
use him for
here.
A boost of something. Because the Celtics look dead over the weekend.
Yeah, nothing from Baines.
Oh, man. Baines barely played. Don't forget he tweaked his ankle in game one. And I still think that's a big part of it. I don't think that it's just a coaching decision like Brad Stevens sort of indicated after the game. And Brad Stevens said they'll start to use him more. That just could be because they're giving him some extra days to get right. So more Baines will help defensively. Marcus Smart, I'm not bringing back Marcus Smart saying, oh, you need to bring back Marcus Smart because defensively you're better. Well, yeah, of course, I think you are better. But I also think that if you're bringing back Marcus Smart and you think, oh, Marcus Smart shuts down Middleton in this series, that's not what's going to happen. It didn't happen a year ago. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
And so here's where I think he helps. One, it's he's on the floor instead of Terry Rozier, mm-hmm. which helps right now. Rozier is not giving you much, and he has not looked good. And he's on the floor, and that's going to help this team. I also think that defensively he will help, and that's a big part of why he's in the starting lineup on this team, because as a defensive player, he does help the other guys in that lineup, notably Kyrie Irving, as we've pointed out today, allows Kyrie to play off the ball, which is, again, helpful. That's how he can contribute offensively. Mm-hmm. It's all these sort of little things that add up with Marcus Smart. Let's say he plays 15 minutes tonight. Mm-hmm. He can play an impactful 15 minutes in this game.
You want him playing 15 and also limits guys like Terry Rozier.
But I also think it's not enough to all of a sudden change the fortunes of what happened with them on Friday night. They've got to play a lot better than what they did on Friday night.
They need to answer.
They they've got to have a response. Al Horford needs to return to the guy that he was in game one. Agree or disagree? I mean, yeah. He's got to go back to being that guy. Gordon Hayward has to show up again. Gordon Hayward has sort of disappeared in the series. And so Marcus Smart can help, but don't think that all of a sudden him coming back is the cure-all for the Celtics right now. It's not. They need guys to sort of wake up. And they could have used that on Friday night. So Marcus Smart coming back, it's good. It's good, but I also think we need to temper our expectations. Know that his minutes are probably going to be on a limit of some sort. God knows it's Marcus Smart. I mean, this is clearly the toughest guy on this team. He is going to beg to stay in the game. It's going to be hard for Brad Stevens to take this guy out of the game. He's not going to want to come out. You know how he is.
Yeah.
He's going to want to grit his way right through it. So we'll see how it sort of plays out tonight. But, yeah, is it a positive? Of course it is. Let's see what percentage he's at and how he looks when he does make it back. Mark in Medford on the Bruins tonight, who can close things out. Mark.
Hey, Mac.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Well, I do say that tonight the Bruins will hang up the jackets in the closet for the spring. But anyway, my concern going forward is, if you notice, the more Zdeno Chara plays, the worse he seems.
And there was in the final minute of that game, Mark, he had a chance.
It was scary.
He had a chance to clear the puck and couldn't.
And yeah, didn't Brandon Carlo save his ass?
Oh man, that could have been. I mean, that could have been bad. You could have been looking at an overtime situation.
He was. He was good. He was okay in the Toronto series. As that series went along, he started slipping a little bit. In this series, he's been pretty much awful. Now, I know his plus-minus doesn't say that, but his puck-clearing skills are terrible. Terrible, off the charts terrible.
Yeah, I don't think he's the same guy anymore. I don't.
No,
and you know what?
It's, and Bobrovsky has turned into a pumpkin again.
You know what? I'd ease up on that, too. You think Bobrovsky now sucks? You think he's falling apart? He's a pumpkin?
No, but there was a flurry there where it seemed like, okay, you started to get to him. He took the helmet off. He's sweating. He's trying to fix the hair. He's looking up almost like he didn't have an answer. Like there are times,
I'm not convinced of that.
I mean, he could.
I don't think he's falling apart.
You don't think he go out and play his ass off for 60 minutes tonight? I do.
I think he could.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Bruins lose tonight, but I think they close it out.
I'm not writing this guy off yet. No way. Not doing that. I wouldn't do that with him just yet. But Chara, listen, I've said this all along. Chara's not a problem. The only problem is in terms of Chara is what you rely on him for and what sort of role you're banking on him for on this team. You know, Charlie McAvoy is going to have to sort of take over, and he already sort of has, as your top defenseman. Like, you're going to have to sort of anoint another top defenseman. And when you plan for next year and your roster building, you can't look at Zdeno Chara and just assume that he's the Zdeno Chara of a few years ago. He's still a valuable guy. He's still worth having on your roster.
Yeah.
Howard is in Amesbury.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I think there's three keys to the game tonight, especially the first 10 minutes when I think Columbus is going to come out and surges, you know, and the Bruins, if they can score early, that's one key. Number two is play better in their own zone, in the neutral zone.
Yeah.
And three is get the forecheck game going. Don't turn it over in their own end.
A lot of good points.
I'll listen.
Score early. Score first. Play better in your own zone. Get the forecheck going. Get good goaltending. Play some defense. Play some offense. Skate hard. Skate like your hair's on fire. Put the puck in the net. Don't turn the puck over. Don't turn the puck over. A lot of good points. Hey, take the crowd out of it.
Now I'm being a dick.
Now you're being the dick?
I think what you're doing.
This is so good previewing this game.
You're illustrating the difficulty
of playoff hockey.
Of pre-gaming hockey sometimes.
It could be freaking 6-1 lose personnel.
And you know, goalie issues. It can be
Char's getting
it can
older.
Be a challenge.
Char's getting older.
He's big.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it.
He's got a big stick with a big reach.
Well, you don't have to mock the caller.
I'm saying sometimes.
His points were all valid.
I'm not mocking a caller.
You weren't mocking the caller?
He was just illustrating the difficulty that can be had in previewing a hockey game.
And I appreciate the call.
That's all.
Oh, it really comes
to So not mocking the caller, mocking our entire show today, then.
I'm mocking your face in a minute. You don't see you, me, and Hardy are going to have a problem today.
There it is.
Oh, I'm not going to mock anyone's face.
There it is.
If you're saying I, too, dislike Jim, then that is correct. I don't care for him.
John Tortorella has some thoughts on the goalie situation for tonight.
Oh!
And he's actually talked about Tuukka. Today, he's talked about Tuukka Rask and what he thinks we might see from Tuukka.
Oh, a hockey question he got then. That's good.
In game six tonight in Columbus. Nice. You'll hear that next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
John, the other night you were saying you like the intensity, but some of your top guys needed to start making more plays. Maybe they did in the last 10 or so minutes, but what are you seeing from them, and how much of it is lack of space? How much of it is they just need to maybe get the puck deep and try to get on a cycle like that just to create off of that?
Well, all of the above. I think one of the biggest points in our last game, in game five, is that we dented their goalie. I think that was very important. I think they've dented our goalie. We've dented their goalie in that third period, which is very important going into game six.
They believe they've dented the goalie.
He's trying to play head games here. He's trying to get the Rask. Desperate. Desperate. Backs against the wall. Hey, we came and knocking on the door, and we finally dented it. We got in. He's playing games here.
They think they've dented the goalie. Yeah. Dented Tuukka Rask.
Let me rephrase that.
They're about to have a breakthrough.
They've dented ours. Same way Gronkowski dented the trophy. He's trying to play games with Rask. He's trying to get Rask's head before game six in our building.
You know that goalies can give up goals and still play well?
You mean
possible, right?
Like the one, and the way that ruling went the other night, kind of got them going. Gave them a little momentum because you finally got one on the board there.
David Pastrnak's goal the other night, is that the fault of the goalie that he scores there? I mean, that was a thing of beauty. Hmm. You're going to say that the goalie should have had that one?
No, it almost like
that's not on the goalie.
He almost didn't get it on his stick to the point where the puck wobbled there to where it didn't have all the mustard on it.
That was a tip-in. On
yeah.
It's not even really a shot. That's a redirect.
Is that one that Bobrovsky wants to have back?
No.
Okay.
What do you want? What do you want the guy to do?
I don't know. He's all sprawled out one way.
What do you want to cover the entire net?
Yeah, was it like a laser shot? It was a good shot.
Not humanly possible.
Like their third goal, my God, that thing was a freaking laser. That was a snipe. They got some dudes that could shoot. They do. They may not have the big names and not have the skill.
And by the way, I'm talking about his second goal, not the first goal.
Oh, okay.
Second goal.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, whoa. That was
the second goal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm like, wait, what are you thinking of?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Second goal.
Mixed up.
No shot. He's not stopping that one.
No. Nope.
So was that a breakthrough that they had on Bobrovsky or just a great goal?
They done it the goalie.
They had a great goal.
They done the goalie.
So I would even maybe sort of disagree with them that, you know, Bobrovsky had been dented or even that Tuukka Rask. I don't think Tuukka Rask has been dented.
He's playing.
Or that he's on the verge of a breakdown. Tuukka Rask right now is playing the best he has played for a stretch, I think maybe in his entire career.
You hear everything.
That's a statement.
We're in a different day and age where you hear everything's an athlete. Like, I don't know. Clips don't have to be sent to you. You can pick up your phone and boom. Oh, look at this. I got an alert that Tortorella's calling out me, Rask. Well, then you listen to it. Yeah, he's playing games.
He's on a run.
Yeah.
He's on a run right now.
Dented.
I don't know if the stats back it up. I haven't done that much deep research on it. I just, know that right now for Tuukka Rask, he's played in 12 games now.
Yeah.
In this playoff run.
See, what's funny to me.
And he's been damn good for 12 games.
Like the other night, Marchand said, and he got crispy after the game, saying, well, what are you talking about? It's funny how you guys dictate what a good and bad game is by us or how our line plays. We had better looks in the prior game. Did you? It didn't feel that way. Because I thought you had a lot of looks the other night to the point where even the broadcast was like all over Bobrovsky for a while there to where, hey, look at Rask's numbers. He's got better numbers against him, but yet they're all over the goaltender. I'm just calling the goaltender. I've screwed his name up five times. Bobrovsky. They've screwed his name. They were all over him the other night saying how good he was, where, Jesus, I thought Rask was as good or better because his numbers showed that. But then Marchand's telling you we had better looks the other night. So he was
Funny how you say we had a great game tonight, but other games we had more opportunities than we did tonight. They just happened to go in tonight. So it's funny you dictate a good game from a bad game.
Marsh is a bit crispy tonight. So.
It's crispy. Smell from tailpipe. You put the oven with the Panera bread. You know what I like? Ty Anderson's getting a little kickback down here. He's starting to stir some stuff up. It's like Haggerty. That second time. What, in the last couple of weeks that Marchand's gotten back at someone? Remember he chirped Haggerty on Twitter or said something about him? Damn it. Went right after him. And then I like this. I like the fact that Marchand's got a little edge to him now. He's not complacent. Not just sitting there doing what he needs to do. And this is like the old guy. This is like the old Marchand. Give me a guy that's got a little edge to him, a little pissed off. Yeah. Chip on his shoulder. I like that.
So, tonight, two very important games. Zoe still thinks the Bruins more important than the Celtics, and you think the Bruins win tonight, they're going to win the Cup.
I do.
All the way.
I do, because I think you advance next round. I think this may be your toughest team left.
Carolina's waiting on the other side of this.
Yeah.
Already knowing that they advance.
Carolina. Carolina. Poor Hartford.
It's been a long time.
It's long, but it's still there.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know, the Hurricanes' track record is they either miss the playoffs or they go to the conference finals or Stanley Cup finals
right. Pretty much.
It's like it's pretty much all or in.
It's like Red Sox.
Yeah, they're an all or nothing type
Red Sox,
of playoff.
All
team.
Or in. Either stink or you're great. World Series or...
Yeah. That's sort of how they go about doing their business down there.
Hey, you'll take it for that one time, man. As long as you get one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We've got time for one more call.
Oh.
It's on the board. Should we take it?
Who is it?
It's a White House call. Another one of these. Sean in Vermont, go ahead.
Vito.
Yeah.
The one thing I think you're missing here is, Horace. This is Puerto Rico thing's awfully convenient. I mean, and when he was in Houston, the hurricane hit September 16th, 2017. Then he goes to the White House with Trump in office May 12th of 2018. That's 8 months later. So then at that time he didn't have a problem with the treatment of Puerto Rico or him sending resources and all that stuff. But now with the Red Sox, he decides to use his platform to stand up for Puerto Rico in their treatment. I just don't understand how he can choose that message now and then not back in Houston in 2018.
Well, he went back home after he won with the Red Sox, right, and spent more time there and talked to more family members to course defense.
Maybe he goes back and sees the damage and devastation and his mind changes. But, I mean... Yeah. I mean, there was guys in Houston that skipped the White House trip publicly for the treatment of Puerto Rico or for the non-funding or whatever.
What was the date? What was the date of Houston's trip to the White House? Do you know that again?
May 12th, 2018.
Yeah, and the hurricane.
So that's
hurricane was in September of 17.
September of 17.
Was he there when that whole?
Sean, you make a decent point.
That's an excellent point.
Was he in Houston when that whole Tampa thing went on where Houston was getting hit with those floods in it and they didn't want to move the game or they were trying to move it to Tampa?
Was he part of that? He was with the Astros.
I thought so.
He was the bench coach that season. Yeah, he was there for all of
them. But he was with the Red Sox last year. So he went as a member of the Red Sox, he went to the White House.
Oh, good point, Jim. He didn't go to the White House. He was with the...
I don't know if he did or not, if they had a day off. I have no idea. I'm trying to look it up. I can't find it.
All right.
That's a good point. You know what? We'll find out the answer definitively. Today's takeaways are next.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, offering free support for life. Make this the last time that weight will ever be an issue. Online right now at Awaken180WeightLoss.com.
Felger and Maz at the Garden today for Celtics.
They're down in that glass booth. Go down and say hi.
Yeah, bang on the glass.
No, don't hit that glass.
The trip for the Astros to the White House last year was March 12th, and Alex Cora didn't go.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Caller from Vermont.
Wrong. Sean in Vermont. Fake news.
It would have been an excellent point, Sean.
It was. I mean, I was giving him credit
for it.
Great point.
Knowing... Except he didn't go.
Except he wasn't there.
Didn't go then.
Yep.
Not going now.
Yep. On to the takeaways we go, including a caller today who caught us by surprise. Yes. Caught us by surprise. That's how I'd put that. 617-779-0985.
It's actually not that bad when you...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
It's like, I thought I'd be down like...
Hello, you guys there?
Yeah, Paul in New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Oh. Hello.
Yeah, Paul.
Hey, nothing for nothing, but I'm sitting here. You pulled me up.
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
Hello, you guys there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Have at it, Paul. Your two cents, if you don't mind.
What were we talking? Oh,
I don't know.
No, Derby? We are commenting on the report from the desert there that had you bet $100 on every Red Sox game this year, you would be down $616, which we all thought
feels like
was
be down
a bargain.
A lot more.
Which feels
That's
like
a-
you could earn that back in a couple of weeks if they get on a hot streak. Yeah.
By the way, if you bet $100 on every Sox game this season, you'd be down $616.
That's not bad.
How do they do that math?
He's saying it like
a
nice dramatic pause.
You'd be down.
Do they have a calculator in their system at VSIN? Like they just type it in there and boom, sure. It spits out a number?
Yeah.
They must. Probably.
Well, you just go back and you see what all the numbers. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That wouldn't be that tough.
I know, but it's just, you know, all those historical odds.
You know, it's funny that, what's the name of that caller just interrupted us there? Sound like he's got the old time radio voice. Watching like top 10 safeties over the weekend to an NFL network, and they have this guy from like the 60s played or 50s, and it's the Hardy voice. Like, what was it with broadcast? Like, yes, I need to do the voice like this.
Hello, you guys there?
Yeah.
There he is. I do a little high school football up here in Vermont. Vermont Catamounts or whatever the catacombs.
Catamounts?
Catamounts.
There you go. Catamounts.
Catamounts.
Catacombs.
Now the old catacombs.
What color was the uniform?
The Vermont Casca Vamontiados.
The old man in the mountain. Or is that New Hampshire? Is that one that Bobrovsky wants to have back? All over Bobrovsky for a while there to where they're all over the goaltender. I'm going to call the goaltender because I screwed his name up five times. Bobrovsky.
I got the
Russian.
I got the Bobrovsky.
Is he Russian or Polish?
The Bobrovsky.
I got the Bobrovsky.
Is he Ruski or Polsky?
My twin.
Yeah. Teeth? And hair.
He looks dirty, too. He had awesome.
We had a caller swear today, and we didn't even realize it, or I didn't realize it.
I heard it, but I figured
Zoe and I didn't hear
not
it.
Mention it.
It's becoming a thing at her work. No lie.
Who's I'm work? Not making Why's, it up. What's your wife do? You know, okay, so he said the S word.
He said, I'm not making this bleep up.
I have a question. And you know all the FCC rules and all this
No
stuff.
Lie.
Who's
I'm
Mark?
Not making
Why's, what's your wife do? So I'm on the airplane last
night. Yeah, yeah. What's your wife do?
I'm watching Comedy Central, and they got Step Brothers on, so I'm watching Step Brothers.
Cable, you can say whatever you want.
They let the S word slide, but not the F word.
Well, that's for advertisers more than anything. So on cable, you can do whatever you want. As long as it's not going out over the air, You can do whatever you want.
We're on cable, but we are still restricted by corporate rules of, you know,
right,
the people that make decisions for the network.
Speaking of which, I went in to do a show on Friday night.
Well, how's that show going up against the Celtics?
It was good. We did very well. A good number.
Who was on?
It was
because
me.
You never know what you're going to get there. It's like a box of chocolates on that
Daniel
show.
Daniel Trotta?
You never know what you're going to get.
It was Trotta, me, Giles, and DJ. All right?
What's up with his hair?
DJ?
Yeah,
he's got a lot of it. He's got a lot of hair.
He's got some different trends going on.
They have me scheduled for a Kentucky Derby block with Danielle, and it was...
Did you derail it on purpose and just make fun of it?
No.
They do your typical thing?
Said to me beforehand, they said, of course, you know, we never strict, you know, censor you, but... If you could refrain from, you know, mentioning maybe picking horses up with helicopters and dropping them off the side of a cliff. I'm like, why? What's the problem? Well, you know, Derby's on NBC.
Chopping head
We're
off.
NBC. I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of forgot about that during the week.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, no, we love the Derby right up until they kill the horses on the track.
That's like Felger with the car thing, right? Or the airplane.
Well, we're on there right now. You got to forget.
Now, someone somewhere at NBC down in Stanford,
overreaction.
I think, is here in Zona
overreact.
Today.
My
they're probably here in Zona today talking about watching 4 hours of coverage. They're like, yes, yes. And they hear Hardy go, yeah, remember the time they cut the horse's head off? They're like, oh, no. Who is this guy? Get him off the screen.
We could do Derby talk. Like I said, bugs Hardy so much this Derby. Like I haven't this thing bugs you more than anything else.
You,
and you won't admit
saying that. Do I look bugged by it? Do I act bugged by it?
A little bit bugged.
I'm very curious. I'm curious as to the disconnect that exists for all these people
you
in their
go,
pretty
you'd
hats.
You'd be so entertained if you were there.
We've got a big night tonight.
You would look good.
We let off the day talking about what a big night it is and the two games that will happen tonight. And T-Bone recapped that first segment of the day for us. Want to know what the home team's record is in a game 6 in the NHL?
What is it?
Home team's record, 222-193. That is a 535 win percentage. 535. Games that go to overtime in a game 6? They actually have a losing record at home.
Yeah.
37.
Welcome to hockey.
And 47. 440 winning percentage.
And teams that take control of the series after winning game 5 when it's tied up 2-2 have a 78% chance to go on and win that series.
And that's when it's an elimination situation, 118 and 129 all time. 222, 193, 535, 37, 47.
29, 109, 319.
78% chance. Yacht rock a little bit, huh? Imagine the Bruins win tonight, man.
No, it was cold and rainy all weekend, though. Not feeling it yet.
No, I'm saying Jim today, a little sun out. Tomorrow's going to be 74 and sunny.
Guy coming from Florida feels yacht rock.
It was 90 down there. It was so hot, you had storms, and they closed the airport. That's how bad it was. 30 years from down here. Yeah, 2 days, closing both days. What do you want me to do? Felger and Maz are down at the garden.
Yes, they
right?
are.
Okay?
Yep. Yes, they are.
So I am taking the Bruins tonight, and I say the Celtics get eliminated tonight. What do you
well,
say?
They can't be that officially
would,
eliminated.
That would be
no,
something.
No, no, so but I'm saying.
Are they
going to
forfeit?
Dead.
Game 5?
Tonight's a nail in the coffin for them.
I think they're going to get some help from the refs. Payback for the other night. And I
I'll
think
great
they'll get a boost
up.
From Marcus Smart. And they'll get the split at home the way they got the split on the road. And they'll be tied 2-2.
Get off your ass, people. Get that place rocking. Like the last two nights at home have been not good for the hometown crowd. Get off your ass in the load.
I love the Bruins' chances tonight. I think the Blue Jackets may have one more in them.
That's what I say.
Yeah, might have
That's
one more
what
in
I
them.
Said.
But whatever happens, it should be exciting. And we'll have plenty to talk about tomorrow at 10 a.m. Felger and Maz will have plenty to talk about starting in less than 2 minutes from the Garden. All that's on the way. See ya. Have a great day. The sun is shining. Yes!
Sun's up. Guns up.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The best team in the NBA, start to finish. The Milwaukee Bucks got clubbed in the face in Game 1, lost the home court advantage they worked all year for. Tonight, they come to Boston, a site of their nightmare last year in their four playoff losses, and they wrestle it back away. The final score in Game 3, Milwaukee 123, Boston 116. Bucks lead the series 2-1.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.